Dozens of protesters have been killed in Egypt as the North African country marked the 40th anniversary of the 1973 Arab-Israeli War.
They have the right to, you know, that to express their opinion, but peacefully. As you see in all this gathering, they use stones, bombs, and so on.
While pro-military crowds took to the streets in celebration and support of both the army and the military-backed interim government, Muslim Brotherhood protesters also rallied, vowing that they will fight against General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the defense minister who removed Morsi from power. Several protesters were killed in Ramses Square, downtown Cairo. Police had fired tear gas to disperse pro-Morsi protesters who tried to enter Tahrir Square, where thousands of pro-military demonstrators gathered to celebrate the anniversary of the war. There were also clashes close to downtown Cairo as security forces stopped pro-Morsi demonstrators from coming close to Tahrir Square. Fatal clashes also took place between pro-Morsi protesters and security forces in Suez, Alexandria, and in the town of Delga. Muslim Brotherhood members and supporters have been demonstrating for weeks, calling for Morsi to be reinstated. They also want those responsible for the bloodshed of protesters to be brought to justice. On the other hand, a wave of disdain and anger has been gripping over other Egyptians who are against the Brotherhood, seeing them as a source of violence and chaos in the country. This year, the 6th of October celebrations are marred with deadly clashes inside Egypt, with no sign of reconciliation in sight. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.